The Maryland Senate delayed a vote to override Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a bill requiring the state to increase its use of renewable energy. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that Senate Republicans asked to delay the vote until next week, citing new information from the State Public Service Commission.
Current law requires 20% of the state's electricity to come from renewable sources by the year 2022. The bill changes that to 25% by 2020. Republicans say the measure has a high price tag in the form of an increase on ratepayers' electric bills. Senate Minority Whip Stephen Hershey spoke with reporters this morning.
We're going to put up a debate and we're going to put up a fight on this tax.
Hershey cited a new Public Service Commission report on the existing rules. It shows that the cost to electric providers jumped from about $104 million in 2014 to nearly $127 million in 2015, likely because of the high demand for renewable energy. Despite the delay, Senate President Mike Miller, a Democrat, maintains that the body will override Hogan's veto. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.